Join the conversation at everydaynovelist.com. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find the host at J.D. Sawyer on Minds.com, or hit him up at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 787.
Today, Charlie asks,
I am currently a slave to Microsoft and Outlook, Word, Excel, Visio, and the entire lot due to my school requiring these formats for assignments and submissions.
Okay. So normally we try to avoid foul language on this podcast because it is a family show, but I mean, his question is about these awful things, so I'm sorry. Anyway, please continue.
Ironically, I am getting a degree in IT, and they want us to be a slave to the beast.
Oh boy, well that degree's gonna be useful only for the vellum. Ugh. Not that I'm biased or anything.
I graduate in September, and I'm considering turning my Windows laptop into a Linux laptop. Which Linux would you recommend, if any, and what open source programs for writers in the Linux world would you recommend?
Well, it depends on how deep you want to get into it. I mean, if you want to be a genuine, proper sysadmin, you'll want something that has System 5, not System D. And unfortunately, Linux without System D is getting hard to find. I am currently on a system that has System D because I have not had the time to go look for a comparable distribution that runs System 5 yet. I'm running the Ubuntu Studio distribution because it has all of the software we need to run an AV studio, as well as everything I need for writing. Although I do understand that there is a variant of Debian that doesn't use System D, and that would be the place to go first, I suppose, especially because you can then use all of the packages from the various Debian Studio distributions like Ubuntu Studio and Dimudi and whatnot, in case you want to do anything fancy. As far as software for writers, you really only need an office suite, really, a spreadsheet and a word processor. I use LibreOffice because it reads and writes everything wonderfully except RTF, in which case, on the rare occasions I have to deal with RTF, I'll install Abbey Word. But Abbey Word is this weird combination of writing and layout program, and I've just never been able to get it to work well for my own purposes. I keep a number of text editors around. The little sticky notepad feature in XFCE4, my desktop manager, is wonderful for persistent note-taking. What other things? I would recommend using Sigil for your ebook authoring and Calibre for your ebook library management. VLC is fantastic for media file viewing. I don't know if you're going to be doing any audiobook production, but if you are, you're going to want Ardour and Audacity. And just a good FTP client like GFTP, and you're going to be set. You do that along with a good browser. Currently, Brave is really nice, especially because it has Tor integrated, which is wonderful for privacy. But those, and for email clients, Evolution is pretty good. I wound up getting to the point where I was just overloading it. I had too much email history, so I made the transition over to Thunderbird, which is also quite nice, though I don't like it as well as I liked Evolution. It's certainly a little more robust. So you trade off the feature set. Evolution is a little bit more like the way Microsoft Outlook used to be when it worked decently. And Thunderbird is the inheritor of Mozilla Mail. And they both got the legacies of their questionable parentage woven into them. So a lot of it's just choice of interface that you prefer. One of the things I do like about Thunderbird over Evolution is that its mailbox storage format is plain text. So if you have a problem with the program, you can actually go in with the text editor and just view your emails that way. It's a little hard to find them, but once you do, you can get around with a text editor, no problem. So those are the things that pop to mind. And of course, if you're running your own Linux system, you can quite easily put in anything that runs on a web server and run it locally as a local program. I would recommend, if you're going to be doing the publishing thing pretty seriously, it's worth considering installing an ERP package for your inventory management and sales tracking. I did it with spreadsheets for years, and I finally gave up because I just had too many titles and it was too complicated. Put in an ERP package last year, and oh my god, I mean, it took me 3 months to move all my records over. But what a difference! Such a wonderful, wonderful difference it makes. So, use an ERP package for your sales management in tracking. They often have project managers embedded in them too, which can be quite nice. If you don't use that for project management, you can use OpenProj. That's pretty good. There's about 15 really good project managers on Linux, so you can shuffle between them, figure out what fits your needs best. And of course, all of this is open source and free. So there you go. And of course, you're gonna need GIMP, the GNU Image Manipulation Program for doing your covers. And if you are an artist, you'll also want Krita, which is a painting program, very, very sophisticated painting program that Kitty uses for her digital paintings, and it's wonderful. So that's what I got. I hope this helps you defenestrate Windows, because that's what it deserves. I defenestrated Windows about 90% of the way back in 2000, and at the time, it was a really, really hard job to get the functionality I needed on Linux. But I realized I wasn't going to be able to afford to do what I needed to do if I had to keep paying Microsoft and Adobe's usurious license fees. And I was also going to have to be continually fixing my computer, which I had spent all of the 90s doing. I was a Windows tech, and I had just gotten so sick of it. I threw it all out. I kept one Windows machine for legacy software. And I've not gone back. I've still got one Windows machine. I haven't booted it in 3 years. But it's there, just in case my clients need something that can only be done on Windows. But, I've never looked back. Every time I go near a Windows machine now, and I look at how absolutely atrocious they've made the interface on both Windows and Mac, it's just staggering to me how cluttered it is and how difficult it is to find everything. And, I mean, it's just a crime what they do to their users in the name of looking sexy and attracting your eye. It's really difficult to make those machines work like they're supposed to. In fact, the way they're supposed to work now is to basically prevent you from working and just funnel you into the experience. I'm old enough that I think an operating system should stay out of your way so that you can do what you need to do. And Linux, especially on the slimmer desktops like XFCE, does that wonderfully well. Though, of course, you do have the option of several different desktop environments with varying levels of eye candy and handholdiness. So you can pretty much duplicate any user experience you want. Thank you very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.